Okay, well, good morning, children. It's good to be here this morning. I just have a little word of encouragement for you all. I know oftentimes we have the children's lessons are full of things that you don't do and you should do, but I just want to say last couple of Sundays I was looking around and I see a lot of you guys have a songbook and you're singing, and I just really appreciate that. And I'm sure God likes that even better than I do, because God has a special place in His heart for children. I just want to read a couple verses in Matthew, in chapter 18. It says, it says that the disciples came to Jesus, and they were asking Him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" They were wondering which of them was the most important. But Jesus didn't say any of them were important. What He did was He called a little child unto Him. A little child. And He said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." He said, you're not even going to get in if you don't become converted and become as a little child. "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea." So we see God has a special place in His heart for children. And He wants us as adults to be not childish, but to be like little children, to humble ourselves and to recognize that we can't do anything of ourselves, to be quick to forgive, to be open and honest. There's just a lot of things about children that God wants us as adults to be like. In the next chapter, it says that there were some people brought their children to Jesus to put His hands on them and pray for Him, for the children. And the disciples told them, no, He don't have time for little children. He's got more important things to do. But Jesus said, "Allow little children to come to me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And He laid His hands on them and departed thence. So He took time for children. When I was growing up, and I still sometimes think like this, that, well, I'm too young for God to use. When I get older, then God can use me to do something, to work for Him. But the Bible doesn't say that. Actually, oftentimes, if we look in the Bible, He used young people, sometimes very young, to fulfill His purpose. In 2 Kings, it talks about Joash and how he became king when he was 7 years old. How many of you are seven in here? Anybody seven? We have a few seven-year-olds. Can you imagine being the king of a whole nation at 7 years old? I can't. I'm 34 and I still can't imagine being the king of a nation. But he was. And I believe God put him there. And it says of Joash that he did what pleased the Lord all his days. And I think one of the keys of him doing what pleased the Lord was he listened to instruction, because it says that he obeyed the voice of, was it Jehoiada or one of the priests, and he listened to godly instruction. Now I'm sure there's instruction out there that's not godly, but he was wise and he listened to those that were godly. And what about Samuel? We know the story of of how Hannah didn't have any children. She was begging God for a child. And she promised God that if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you. And so when God gave her a little boy, she named him Samuel. And when he was weaned, she took him to the temple and he served God there. And I don't know how old he was, it doesn't say, but I would imagine he was pretty young. He could have been 5 to 7 years old when she took him there. And he was at a very young age when God started speaking to him, because he had, his heart was open to God, and he heard, so God was able to use him to speak to the people, to the nation of Israel. So God is just looking for us to have a heart that is willing and open to him. What about Naaman? You know the story about Naaman? How he had leprosy? He was a Syrian captain. And it says that they would go and they would raid Israel. They would go and take a lot of their goods. They would take captives for slaves. And among those captives, there was a little girl, a young girl. And he took her home, and she became the servant to his wife. And I'm sure she was scared. She was probably lonely. But she knew God. And she wasn't afraid to speak for him. So when she found out that, one day she saw Naaman's wife crying, and she asked, "Why are you crying?" And Naaman's wife said, "Well, my husband has leprosy." And I think we probably all know what leprosy is. It's a disease that there was no cure from. You were going to die. And it was a slow death. And she said that if only my Lord, she called Naaman her Lord, if only he would be in Israel, then there's a man of God there that could heal him of this. And through that, through her speaking for God like that, it says that Naaman turned away from worshiping idols. He no longer worshiped idols after that. He said he's only going to worship the true God. What about David? Now, I don't know. I don't think he was a 7-year-old boy at this point. He could have been. It says he was a young lad. He was too young to go to war. So he could have been, I don't know, 15 to 17 years old, something like that. But he delivered Israel, the whole nation of Israel, out of the hands of the Philistines. Not because he thought he was strong enough to do it or smart enough to do it, but because he knew that God was on his side and he trusted in God. And so if we trust in God, God can use us too to do great things. Not saying that he will, but he can. He wants us to just be willing to be used by him. And then I was thinking too of the little boy that Jesus, when they were out in the wilderness, Jesus was preaching. And he wanted to feed the people because they had been out there for several days. And there was no food out there, and there was no place to get food. But there was this little boy that had just a couple fish and a couple little loaves of bread, and there was thousands of people, okay? But Jesus was able to feed all these people because that young man was willing to share what he had. So if we're willing to share what we have, God can use it, and it can go a long way to help others. So that's about all I have. I just wanted to encourage each one of us to just be willing servants, to be open, and when God calls, be there, be ready to answer him. So let's have a prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we just come here before you. We just want to thank you for this opportunity to be gathered together, to hear from you. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us to be willing servants, to have our hearts and minds and our bodies as a living sacrifice for you, Lord. And I just pray that you would use us for your glory. And we just pray that You bless each of these children, Lord, as they go from here. Just help them to be vessels for your glory, for your kingdom. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.